97.1 The Ticket. I am Brian Chapman, 248-539-9797, and Ticket Text is 97136. We're talking about Michigan and Ohio State as Michigan loses for the 8th straight time, 15th time in the last 16 times to Ohio State. And when you consider that Jim Harbaugh has lost by an average of 19 points per game and 29 points 2 days ago, I think if Michigan is serious about the rivalry with Ohio State, he needs to be fired. This can't be acceptable. This can't be the norm. This can't be okay if you're serious about the rivalry. If you're not serious about the rivalry, then it's okay to keep him and say, hey, we got 9 or 10 wins a year. That's fine. But also, I've been saying for years that the Buckeyes just care more about the rivalry than Michigan does, and that's a part of the reason why they've been able to dominate Michigan. Justin Fields confirmed that after the game yesterday. On Saturday, by saying that explicitly. He said explicitly that Michigan doesn't care about or doesn't take the game as seriously as Ohio State does. Do you think that's true? And do you think that that is part of the issue? And before I get to some of your ticket texts at 97136 on this issue, let me do two things. Number one, let me say that Michigan State is not out of my wrath either after their quote-unquote program win on Saturday. And if you're not familiar with what I'm referencing when I say Michigan State's program win against Maryland, stay tuned to 135. But also this, when it comes to hating Ohio State, I once again firmly believe that Buckeye fans look forward to leap years like next year because they have an extra day to hate Michigan. 366 days instead of 365 days. They love to hate Michigan. And a couple of things that they do, they have special traditions that Michigan doesn't necessarily have when it comes to hating Ohio State. And maybe part of it's because Michigan fans have to splinter their hatred toward other schools like Michigan State. But everybody knows the old thing about when Buckeye fans are trying to tell time, right? Like right now, if I was an Ohio State fan, I would look up at the clock and I would say, it's 1:18 and you know how they fill in the blank. It's 1:18 and Michigan still sucks. That's how they answer the question. Hey, what time is it? It's 1:19 a.m. and Michigan still sucks. There's nothing that Michigan fans do that's similar to that when it comes to asking someone for the time. But also, they've got, you know, their fight song. They've got their Carmen Ohio song. But they've also got a special Buckeye song devoted to hating Michigan. And a lot of you guys have heard it before. Here is that song. I mean, that was like a glee club that their band plays that. They have a song dedicated to hating Michigan. Does the University of Michigan, does their fan base have a song that everybody in the fan base knows dedicated to hating Ohio State? No. Let me tell you something. Last week, I went to the Penn State Alumni Association watch party at a local bar to watch Penn State lose to Ohio State. And on an annual basis, I don't really support this, but they invite the Ohio State Alumni Association to our bar. So they come to our bar when the game is in Columbus. We go to their bar when the game is in Happy Valley. At the end of the game, they weren't the Buckeye fans at the bar who had just beaten my Nittany Lions 28-17 weren't singing the Ohio State fight song. They were singing that song about Michigan. Hey, how do we celebrate a win against a top 10 opponent? We all hate the whole state of Michigan or whatever that song goes. That's how they celebrate, by dissing Michigan. Michigan does not have a tradition like that. Things like that, things like saying, hey, what time is it? It's 1:21 and Michigan still sucks, are proof that they care about the rivalry war than Michigan cares about it. Not to say that Michigan doesn't care at all. They do, but not nearly as much. And it shows up on the football field in the last Saturday in November, year after year. 248-539-9797 is a phone number. Take a text, 97136. I say take a text that says, why are you playing that BS? Look, I didn't like it. I didn't like hearing that song because it's a pro Buckeye song. And you know, that's just not a, that's not just about the University of Michigan. It's about the whole state of Michigan. But the fact of the matter is, they're so dedicated and devoted to hating Michigan that they have songs that the entire fan base knows. Also, ticket text says, why do we have to be like them? Well, it's not about being like them. This is something that they just created on their own and have known for years, this fight song that's anti-Michigan. If Michigan fans cared about the rivalry, they would do something not to copy off the Buckeyes, but just because they love hating Ohio State that much, that it would come naturally, but it doesn't. It doesn't. Some of your ticket texts at 97136. I don't think Fields said anything that's not true. Ohio State doesn't focus on an MSU like Michigan does. In fact, Ohio State could probably focus on Penn State more, as I think they've benefited from Ohio State's focus on Michigan. Yeah, I mean, perhaps they could, but I mean, Ohio State still beats Penn State most of the time. And you tell a Buckeye fan, hey, this year you've got the option to beat Penn State or Michigan, but you're going to lose to the other one. Who are you going to beat? They're not going to sit here and say, well, is Michigan 6-5 or are they 11-0 or does it affect our chances to go to the Big Ten champ? No, they're not going to ask about anything else. They're going to say, I want to beat Michigan. If they lose to Penn State, I mean, but 3 years ago, they lost to Penn State and still got to the CFP. Another ticket text at 97136. Easy picking low-hanging fruit, isn't it? You act as if Michigan had a chance in that game. Well, before I continue that ticket text, no, I didn't. I said on Friday they were going to get blown out by 20, and they lost by 29. So, no, I didn't think they had a chance. Continuing on. You act as if sports are really that big of a deal. If you care about, oh my, if you care about education, you're a Michigan fan. Sports are secondary. Calm down, Lil Nittany Lion Club. You couldn't beat either of them. Oh my gosh. I know that there are lots of Michigan fans who just heard me read that ticket text or driving into trees off the side of the road and, you know, rolling over in their living room saying, what is this Michigan fan making us out to be? This Michigan fan is saying it's about education. This Michigan, quote unquote, Michigan fans who says that Penn State couldn't beat either Michigan or Ohio State this year. Really? They couldn't beat them this year? They couldn't beat Penn State? Another one on 97136 from Dave and Troy. As a Michigan alum who was forced to live in Columbus for 3 years, let me assure you that they take the Michigan game a lot more seriously than we do. They talk about it 365 days a year. Let them have it. They are more devoted than we are. They are. I mean, when I lived in Ohio for 4 years, and luckily, I was barely in Ohio, in just outside of Toledo. It's the only place in the world where Michigan and Ohio State fans live together. But you know, living amongst Buckeye fans, where it was about 2-1 Ohio State to Michigan, you could tell a difference in their intensity and in their passion when compared to Michigan fans. I mean, I'll give you one more example. In the state of Ohio, we all know that if you drive a mile per hour over the speed limit, particularly if you're in central Ohio, you're getting a ticket if you've got a Michigan license plate. You ever drive by a stopped police car around here and see Ohio license plates on the car that was pulled over? Do Ohio drivers have to deal with getting pulled over because they're 1 mile per hour over the speed limit? No. We don't take it as seriously as they do. For better or for worse. 248-539-9797 is the phone number. Ticket text is 97136. I am Brian Chapman, 97.1 The Ticket.